The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, he said something to me, muy romantico. And I don't think he realized it. Yeah, I don't even think he realized it. Hey, good morning. It is called Friday's Eve. It's Thursday, but we're excited because it's almost the weekend here inside the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We are taking photos this past Saturday. We got to do promo photos and whatnot. And we were in this beautiful resort. It's called Wicopa. And Automatic looks at me. He says, oh, we should get remarried here. He just kind of said it and moved on. And then forgot about it. And I was just stunned. And I walked around. And I was thinking about it. He never brought it up again. But I've just been thinking since then how amazing it would be for us to renew our vows together. So I don't know if you were serious.
Sometimes I just say
Okay. All right. You don't even know you realize you cursed right there.
Now I don't even feel good anymore. I felt so good. I felt so loved.
I was caught up in the moment because the guy that was showing Dale, he was showing us around, and I looked around and I was like, man, this would be a beautiful place to get married. And I thought, well, it's been a while. We could get remarried. And then I didn't think about it again.
Ever again. I thought you were planning and plotting. You didn't see. I took it to heart.
Well, keep it in your heart. Because I think the fact that he wasn't able to remember means that you subconsciously live in his brain, which is a beautiful thing. I think that is.
You know what it means, Anthony? It was natural. It was not contrived.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, now that you've said that, what do you think?
Just me and you? We spend enough money on a lot of things that we don't need.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Come on, dude.
If somebody wants to sponsor it, yeah, I'm all for it.
Oh, my gosh, we're selling our wedding. No, that's romantic.
I'm all for it. We already paid for the first one. I don't want to pay for the second one.
We're selling our wedding. That's not romantic.
That's business, Dana. That is.
That is a good thing, though, right? Because, yeah, people, like, renew their vows.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure, you know, maybe State Farm wants to step up.
You are so wrong for that. We're trying to sell our wedding. I just thought me and you, we just go on whatever and just buy ourselves.
I will wear a red tuxedo if State Farm steps up.
Jake, where are you at?
That's Jake from State Farm.
Jake will do the vows.
He can officiate.
Yeah, there it is.
We can make this happen. Now I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anthony A., National Day.
Do the discount double check thing? Yes. All right. Let's go to start with National Kissing Day.
I don't want to kiss you anymore. I'm over here.
We also got National Chocolate Eclair Day. Guys, the unrecognized angels of summer. National HVAC Day.
Oh, HVAC.
HVAC.
Oh,
tech
my God.
Day,
thank
dude.
You. Salute we to those guys.
So much.
We love you.
Thank you, air conditioning.
Yes. And let's wrap it up on National Onion Rings Day.
So best onion rings in a game, I'm going to say it, I don't care what anybody thinks, is Sonic.
Oh,
and if
okay.
I got to have a side that's not fries, it's onion rings from Sonic. Best side, Anthony A. first.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Okay, DJ Automatic.
Baked potato, because I like potatoes with my potatoes.
That's all you do is eat Popeyes. You can't think of nothing. Fried okra or something?
I like broccoli.
You and three-year-olds.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're filming video today, and behind the scenes here, I'm trying to get my husband to look good, to look right, DJ Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
I was just attacked by the men in this room. I nag at my husband, DJ Automatic, never.
Oh.
Never. I asked you to sit in that seat, and you said, I don't know. And then I said, move your hat a little bit because you have a shadow on your eye.
And then she said, take off your hat so we can see that beautiful hair of yours.
Take it off.
No.
Let me see your hair.
Oh. What does it matter?
Because it's not greasy today. You actually took a bath.
There you go.
Look at this.
The spiciest edition of wife nagging videos we've done in a while.
I don't nag.
She will find anything to be.
But that's okay.
Come on,
you gotta cut. We gotta put beeps in here, dude.
First of all, you're the only one that beeps.
Oh, double beeps.
Okay, I'm trying to make you a better person. If you have a shadow on your eye, I'm going to tell you. Your hair looks good, I'm trying to lift you up.
How to be a better person, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have brought all kinds of elevation into your life. Ooh. When I met you, you wore...
Name one thing besides the stupid striped polo thing.
Your fashion. Your hair.
My hair? My hair's always been good.
Your confidence. When I met you, you didn't have a confidence.
I'm one of the cockiest dudes you know.
You weren't cocky. Well, you've always been cocky. But you didn't have that confidence since you met me.
Okay,
I lift you up.
This is going from funny to therapy.
Exactly.
Well, Automatic, she has helped you with the hair because, you know, she gave you some good hair remedies. Well,
you had the worst fade of all time when I met you.
Blame my barber. Don't blame me.
You were the one that co-signed and paid for that.
I do agree with your wife that you have luscious hair, you should show it off more.
Thank you.
I do not agree with the way she delivered you the news. Because she made you seem like you're ugly rest of the time.
No, I didn't.
Without Dana, I'd just be this ugly, fat loser.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing that. So I found this article on marriage.com, and it reveals that nagging is a crucial part of a successful relationship. And it's not actually nagging. It is called constructive criticism.
Oh, okay. That's what you're going to call it?
It is a form of feedback that is intended to improve a relationship. And because women are known for maternal instincts and we're always trying to make things better, it's in our nature, we do strive to make our men better too. We love you. We want you to be stronger. That's what I'm doing. When you we're filming a video right now. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and watch it. If you have something on your nose, a bat in a cave, I'm telling you, and I'm not criticizing you, I want you to look good and feel good.
How about when you point out that I shouldn't be eating this thing, or I should have gone to go work out? What is that called?
I want you to live longer because I'm afraid of being alone without you.
I'm starting to feel like Dana wrote this list herself.
I did not.
Marriage.com. That's definitely a woman thing for sure, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
New stats are out, and I have a report that reveals the most spoken languages in the world. I got your top five. That's coming up last. In case you missed it, I know your social media timelines move so fast. Algorithms are crazy. We find the biggest stories and bring them to you here on the radio. DJ Automatic.
Well, I've got a world report too, Dane, okay? According to world data, women in Norway, Iceland, the UK, and the U.S. have the biggest cup size on average.
Okay. And why are we discussing this? I mean,
because a group of scientists got together, Dana, and they want to know where the biggest boobs in the world were, okay?
And this is knowledge that everybody needs to know?
Yes. I mean,
Automatic, you've never seemed more intelligent, my friend. This is some groundbreaking information that I needed to hear.
There are some other things that go along with this. These countries also have the biggest BMI, which means that they're also the fattest countries in the world.
Okay, now it got boring.
So are you saying that bigger boobs are because we're
usually because you're a little overweight, but I will say this, Denmark had the biggest boobs and the smallest waist.
Oh, Denmark, here we come.
But if you're part of the itty-bitty committee, you want to go to Cambodia, Vietnam, and Bangladesh because they have the smallest boobs in the world.
I wish I was part of the itty-bitty committee. I love small...
I don't.
Well, I know you don't, Automatic, because you're a big boob kind of guy. That's why you have this information for everybody listening.
And he's husband, not just your coworker.
Anyway, exactly. Oh, I know. Anybody listening, they're like, gosh, these people.
Yeah, that wasn't sexual harassment.
No. I sexually harass my husband on a daily. I like itty bitties because I think they look better in clothes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The dress hangs better. The shirts look more, don't you agree?
I agree that I love them all. Big, small, all of them.
Like,
even the ones that are far apart from each other. I love those too. All right. They're good.
Okay.
But the moment I learn where Denmark's at, I'm going. All right. So in case you missed it, hotels.com just revealed their top five weirdest requests made by hotel guests for room services. All right, here we go.
Weird.
We have number one, diet water. Weird. Okay. Number two is melted ice cream. Number
melted. Oh, melted. I was like, do you melt your ice
cream? I was thinking about melting the women in Denmark. That's all I was on my mind. My fault, too. Melted ice cream. Number three is a blowfish. Number four.
Wait, stop. A blowfish?
A blowfish.
Aren't they poisonous?
I don't know what people are on, bro. But yeah, somebody wanted a blowfish.
I don't know, but I don't know that I want to know.
It might make you trip.
Poor fish.
Oh, a little hallucinant. There it is, dude.
Yeah.
All right. And number four.
Only if you're a dolphin.
This is weird. We have boiled bottled water. I don't know what somebody's up with that one. And Automatic, okay, you're going to get very offended at this room service request. Somebody wanted a cooked fish that they brought with them to be made and then brought up to them.
That's totally normal. Let's say we went fishing.
Oh, yes, sure.
I went fishing today. I'm like, hey, man, can you make this for me?
No, we can't.
That's not an odd request.
You better
request.
Come to the restaurant and get
special
the,
request,
get
not
the
an
grouper
odd.
Like everybody else does. All right, so in case you missed it, there are new stats out for the most spoken languages in the world. Coming in at number five, Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
Out of 236 million people speak Portuguese. Hindi is number four. This language is spoken by 345 million people. Number three, Ingles. English is the third most spoken language with 380 million native English speakers.
Biggest language for business, though.
That is not true.
Oh.
It's not true. Number two, Espanol.
Of course.
Spanish.
I knew that one, but I know what's going to be number one.
485 million people speak Spanish around the world. It is also the fastest growing language in the world, but nobody even comes close to Mandarin Chinese. This is a powerhouse of communication and number one in business. 939 million people around the world speak Mandarin. And right
now, there be over a billion people in China and there's only 939 million?
Because not everybody speaks Mandarin. There are different types of Chinese.
Oh, that's true.
There's different types of Chinese. But it is also the language that people are trying to learn the most because of that. Should we all learn Mandarin? I heard it's really difficult to learn.
I mean, if they put big boobs on it, I'll learn
it. Yeah, I'm not learning that. I'm learning how to speak Denmark.
We're trying to be educational. Y'all keep going back to the boobs.
That's the best way to learn, dude. Put something in my face
sex
that I like.
Sells.
So hold on. The only Spanish I know how is chichis. Is that Spanish?
Stop!
Chichis. Yeah. Dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian says Kanye West was right. And I'll tell you what he was right about. And we're going to play the audio for you as well. It is the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Meryl Streep is celebrating her birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there.
My favorite role, Miranda.
Why is no one ready?
I love Devil Wears Prada. All right, so let's talk about Hamish Harding. This is one of five people missing in the Titan submarine. And of course, this was the submarine that's been lost since earlier this week, the beginning of the week on Sunday. Cardi B was quite disturbed, as was I, when his stepson posted on Twitter, "Oh, my stepdad's missing. I'm so sad." And then next post was, "Oh, I'm at a Blink 182 concert. Let's party." And here's what Cardi had to say about it.
Well, what is he supposed to do? Be sad at the house? Is he supposed to go look for himself? Yes. You're supposed to be at the house sad. You're supposed to be crying for me, counseling your mom and like, isn't it sad that you a whole billionaire and nobody gives a about you? Like, you missing and mother need to shake at concert. That's crazy. I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be broke than like and poor, but knowing that I'm loved.
I just can't stop thinking about those people and them knowing that, and that's nothing anybody can do for you. I mean, I know they signed waivers and they did all that, but I still...
Do you think that's why he went to the concert, is to get his mind off of it?
That's what he said. But if you were missing automatic, I promise you the last thing I would do would be at a concert.
Yeah, well, that's you. This homie had a life insurance grin on him at Blink 182.
You know what? You're
dude.
Right, Anthony.
So this man
Cardi
was ready
B knows
to go,
what's up.
Bro.
He don't care about nothing but the M-O-N-E-Y, the shmoney.
Anytime you're getting criticized by Cardi B, you're a bad person.
Let's talk about a good person now. Pharrell, congratulations to him. His debut as the head of Louis Vuitton. Wow, it was a success. It was in Paris. Oh, he performed with Jay-Z. They performed Paris. I feel like Kanye might be a little hurt because everybody in fashion was there but Kanye
except for
West.
Kanye.
And I get it. He's
but
being a
dingleberry. Shout out to Jay-Z. He performed Paris. Yeah. And then Jay-Z and Pharrell performed front end. They brought Tyler, the Creator, out to perform
so
with him. And that's
so
Tyler's
good.
Favorite song of all time.
Love did you it. Just call Kanye West a dingleberry?
I did. Okay. But you know what? Even a dingleberry can be right sometimes. And Kim Kardashian, Kanye West's ex-wife and mother of his children, says Kanye was right.
What?
And we're talking about the Ice Spice video that Northwest threw up on TikTok. Listen.
The Ice Spice videos, she said, "Mommy, can I post this?" I was out of town, so I had my nanny was there and allowed it. And then as soon as I saw the words and everything, I was like, "Oh, no, no, we're taking this down." And then I saw on the internet, it's like, Kanye was right. You know, and maybe he was in that instance. But in the creative side, where she loves making slime videos and doing her little hair tutorials, I will fight for her to be creative in those ways. So it's always a compromise. No one's always going to agree.
I have a message for people co-parenting. You can't get along, get along. If Kim Kardashian can get along with Kanye West,
that is
you
true.
Can get along with your ex and do what's right for your kids. Put them first.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Food news is about Taco Bell. That's all I got to say to get people excited. Hey, let's get excited because it is Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. Time for hottest hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So there's a warning from the U.S. Postal Service. They're saying do not send checks through the mail. Americans wrote 3.4 billion checks last year. I write a check every month and I mail it just so I can remember how to write because none of us write anymore. Unfortunately, checks are being stolen at really high rates right now. Folks are looking through mail trying to find a way to scam people.
Mm.
So automatic, do you think perhaps you can add me to your bank account so that I can deposit my check there and then you can transfer the money into my little tiny credit union account? What do you think?
I think
all this time we've been married, you're on all my bank accounts. All that, can I be on your bank account?
I think we can discuss that later.
Oh. Yeah,
I felt like this was going to get a little bit more serious than we needed to, dude.
You know what? This is.
I don't have any problem with you being on my bank account. I just have a problem with you having access to my bank account and spending that money.
You know what? We will talk about this. We're going to make a topic out of it. I know people right now are like, "What? You're not on his bank?"
Hey, we have a lot of joint accounts. The thing is, okay, before people start jumping to assumptions here, Dana spends a lot of money on stuff we don't need.
Oh,
what anybody needs right now. Like I said, we're going to make it a topic. Food news now, DJ Automatic.
Yeah. All right. Crocs and Taco Bell are teaming up.
Yeah. Here we go. Woo-hoo.
This is your letter. What could Crocs and Taco Bell be teaming up for? It's a special edition Croc.
Yes.
Taco Bell Croc, to be exact.
So we're going
to
have the Taco Bell gibbets, the burritos? And
no. These are a different kind of slide. They're not the kind with the gibbets. They're more of a traditional kind of slide.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, similar to the Gucci flip-flops that Peter was wearing.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure all the coming around too.
Hey, I want some of these. I don't even like Crocs, and I'm down for Taco Bell.
Well,
Crocs.
You are not at fire status on the Taco Bell app, so you can't order them yet. But as of June 28th, they'll be open to everybody, and they're going to be $60.
Well, that means they're going to sell out, and I'm going to have to go to StockX, which I can't afford because Automatic won't put me on his bank account.
That's an outrage.
Definitely, like Crocs and pajama pants are the official outfit for Taco Bell.
Well, they said they were a perfect brand marriage.
Obviously so. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Onion Ring Day.
Hey, shout out to the Onion Ring. Best Onion Ring in the game is Sonic.
And with the ocean water slush.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at everyone agreeing now. All right, we also got National Chocolate Eclair Day. So shout out to Chocolate Eclairs.
When I first lost all my weight, I stopped eating donuts because I used to eat, no joke, 10 maybe 11 a day. You remember Automatic? During the meetings,
during
the
radio meetings. Fat days.
And I remember Automatic took me to New York. And I hadn't had a donut in over a year and a half. And I said, I want a donut. And we walked into Dunkin' and I had that eclair. Gosh, it tasted so good.
Oh, my God, dude. That was the most romantic donut story I've ever heard in my life.
I was going to say, you really love donuts.
No idea.
National Kissing Day, so smooches, everybody. Bust a Mac with your partner.
I feel like there's more passion for donuts than kissing.
Oh, nice. Let's go ahead and wrap it up on National HVAC Tech Day. Did I say that right?
HVAC.
HVAC Tech Day, dude.
Oh, salute to those guys.
Oh, God, I love
and
you guys
girls.
So much. I'll
Remember
do anything for you.
Remember back in the day when there was no air conditioning? Of course, we don't. But think about the people that had to live with no air conditioning, no deodorant, no running water.
I've already thought about it, dude. Residential air conditioning was introduced in 1933.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is why they were so depressed in the 1920s.
That's what it was! Yeah. No wonder!
That was the end of the Great Depression. That was the invention of HVAC.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show was edition 245 of ways that Dana nags DJ Automatic.
Cool. 245 different ways.
245 different ways, respectfully. But she's not the only wife who nags her husband. This is a common thing. And in return, a lot of times that nagging has positive benefits on that spouse. So what we're going to do right now. No, look, don't give me that look, DJ Automatic. I'm trying to make this uplifting, all right? Dude, come on. We're feminists. Don't forget.
Okay.
All right. What Automatic's going to do right now is give us a few ways he's made his wife better and a few ways she's made him better. I love to talk about it. I like to welcome you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show and DJ Automatic. It took you some time to come up with this list, brother.
It did. I had to tax my mind. It was more the part that how she made me a better person.
No.
It's hard to fix perfection, you know?
Oh, yes. I love it. As long as I've known you, dog, you have been married. Yeah. A big part of me does wish that I'd have known single DJ Automatic.
Oh, God.
He seemed like a riot, dude. I've heard some stories.
Yeah.
No, you're going to skip over those,
we'll
huh?
We'll skip over those, and now we're going to get into how Dana has made me a better person since I got married.
Yes, all right. The new improved DJ Automatic. Tell me how your wife has made you better, brother.
I pay my bills on time.
Oh, boom.
I used to be the guy that would let the pink slip show up before I paid the bill.
I don't know if you noticed, but in the streets, I go by past due amount. What? So I relate hard to that, brother.
I learned the perfect way to balance everything and be like where you could just pay every month and you still stay ahead, but at the same time, they wouldn't shut off your stuff. You know, so.
It doesn't get serious until they start using red font.
Oh, no.
And then you're like, okay, now I got
to
pay some
now
things.
Now it's time to pay. The next thing she did for me, I'm a lot more clean. I wasn't like I was horribly dirty or anything like that, but my house, because I have a Mexican wife, is now next to godliness.
Good, yeah. Dude, you're not a dirty person, but you're a sprawler. You like to sprawl things out. You like to lay things out.
As my dad and my wife say, I like to leave a trail everywhere I go. Leave a little part of me everywhere I go, whether it's a hat or socks or shoes, right, leaving my computer.
Now, DJ Automatic, how have you made your wife better?
Oh, this was the easy part. Okay. And I'm going to call it the two W's.
Okay. Oh, you got even got a title for them. Yeah. All right.
The first way I improved her life is I made her more worldly. Because, you know, she's just a small town girl. A small town Texas girl.
That's right.
Who used to show up to the steakhouse with the 8-1 sauce.
Oh, no.
If that ain't country, I don't know what is.
Never tried sushi until she went on a date with you. Is that right?
Facts.
All right, DJ Automatic. And the other way you made your wife better.
Wealthy.
Oh!
Not that we're wealthy, because we're not wealthy. But Dana doesn't overspend like she used to spend.
Well
and
done.
We at least have some money in the bank, whereas Dana used to have some Prada shoes and a negative bank account.
Okay, and I have noticed that the Amazon boxes, that argument has kind of slowed down a little bit, too.
Oh, it's no, I just gave up.
Okay.
I took the approach of, if you can't beat them, just join them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.